Welcome to Dr. Cindy Speaks, regular musings and reflections on politics, current events. Dr. Cindy Banier is a mom and small business owner fighting for our water, our health, our community. She's running for the people of Southwest Florida, trying to flip Florida 19 from red to blue. Listen as she speaks truth to power.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cindy Banier with Dr. Cindy Speaks, continuing on with my mission in 2024 to bring you as many candidate interviews as I can, especially focusing here on my home state and home district here in Southwest Florida. And today is actually a great day to be interviewing a good friend of mine and one of the candidates that I'm helping out specifically, Christopher Proya. How's it going, Chris?
It's going unstoppable, Dr. Cindy.
Unstoppable. That's right. That's Chris's saying to energize all the other candidates and all Democrats actually across Florida. That's the response. So when somebody says, how's it going? We say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Good. And yes. Chris is running for state senate here in Florida, District 33, against Jonathan Martin, who has proven himself to be nothing more than a stooge for the far right agenda here in the state of Florida. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 41-year-old blue-collar guy. I've been working all my life, mostly trucking and, you know, landscaping. Currently, I do both of those things. I drive for a landscaping company where I move trees, bushes. I deliver them to houses and apartments and, you know, basically work good. I get paid to work out, like I like to say. Not only that, I also help take care of my mom. She's very severely disabled with arthritis. And when I have some free time, I actually like to do some stand-up comedy as well. So a lot of people ask me what's harder, stand-up or politics? And I like to say stand-up because in politics, all I have to do is tell the truth and be sort of friendly. In stand-up, I actually have to be funny. So, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So you're a real, like, hardworking guy and taking care of your family. That's really important. And I think it's makes it a rarity in Tallahassee, in the legislature, and in Congress, too. We don't have a whole lot of working class folks in there. Why do you think that is?
I believe that when you're a high powered type of guy, like you're a lawyer or a businessman, you have the money and the funds and the free time to actually do what it takes to run for office. But I don't think that that's what we need in office. I think we need more blue collar guys like myself on both sides of the aisle, even. Because the more of a perspective that we can get that matches our general population, the more that things are going to be better for everybody in the long run, which is why I decided to step up and run for office because, you know, too many lawyers and businessmen, it's not a good idea.
Definitely. And I think we just interviewed the fellow who's running for the state Senate district right next to you, Cornelius Fowler. And he talked a lot about that, too. And his line is, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu.
He said that
specifically of the working class. So you have a like-minded fellow running mate there next to you. So that's really cool. So also tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish when you get to Tallahassee.
I'm a very progressive guy. I like a lot of progressive legislation. My number one thing is anything that helps a working class guy. I believe that universal health care, I don't think that Florida has to wait for the rest of the country to get its act together. I believe that if we get enough blue seats in Florida and we don't have enough in the nation, then we in Florida can turn around and do universal health care in Florida and show the rest of the nation that it's a viable program, mm-hmm. That it can be done, that it can save money, that it's just an all-around better program. You know, 33 other countries besides the United States has universal health care, and we pay the most for our health care, and we get the worst outcomes for what we pay for. So universal health care is a big one. I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to do what I can, work with my fellow senator to get affordable housing back. Speaking of affordable housing, one of the best ways we can do that is lower insurance on our housing. Here in Florida, you know, a lot of the private companies don't want to insure Florida because we have our hurricanes and we have our floods. But we can, we as a senator and in the legislation can turn around and bolster our citizens' insurance, which is basically like governmental insurance. And we can make that available for people. My opponent, you know, not too long ago, this is how much hard work they like doing. My opponent not too long ago actually said in a meeting with other people in the room that if you don't like the high cost of insurance, then you probably should just sell your house and move. That's what my opponent, yeah, that's what he likes to say. So we're not going to do that. We're actually going to make things available and affordable for people. And we're going to do that all across the board, you know, not just with healthcare, not just with housing, but, you know, we're going to make sure that everything is working better for the working class people. Because if we do that, then we can afford to do whatever we want to do, because our people will get out there and get working. And the more that that happens, the more that everything starts growing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we need more people. And this is what people don't always understand about the consumer economy here in the United States, is that if you start pinching portions of our economy, right, like the working class, like, and the middle class, as we've seen over the last few years since the bullshit economics called trickle-down economics came into vogue in the Reagan era, is that if you start to pinch the middle class and the lower class and workers, they don't have the capacity to buy. They don't have the capacity to buy homes. They don't have the capacity to go out to eat. They don't have the capacity to take their family on vacation. And they certainly can't buy all sorts of different products and food and things like that, right? And so what ends up happening is there can be some major stagnation in our economy. And you are right for things like shrinkflation and this profiteering that we've seen under the guise of inflation, as these corporations have been jacking up their prices or making their products smaller, because people in general are not able to consume as much as they had been, because they've shifted so much money up to a very small amount of people who, by the way, it's physically impossible for them to spend all the money that they have, right? Like they're, this is why you have to have, like, you know, tax, you know, credits for yachts and jets and things like that, because like otherwise these people have nothing to spend their money on. They're just like hoarding cash. Okay. So it's ridiculous, but yeah. So you need to have, like, you need to give the little guy something to be able to keep the wheels of the economy going. So, but not on the economy. And we know that you have another podcast here on the Big Mouth Media Network, Universal Basic Podcast. Tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Well, what we like to do is take these big giant things like healthcare or like affordable housing, and we like to break them down and talk about them in a working man's perspective, because if I can figure it out, then other people can figure it out. So that's what we like to do in Universal Basic Podcast. And it's not always financial. Sometimes we do, like we just recently did, like 3 reasons why you should run for office and 2 reasons why you shouldn't, episodes like that. What I'm hoping to do is start getting questions in about what we have talked about previously and just be able to kind of rehash them a little bit as the years go on. But we're a relatively young podcast, so
of course
that'll start taking off.
You know, we're here at the Big Mouth Media Network, and we're trying to keep the voice of the left alive here in Florida, and keep ourselves alive, hopefully, as well through becoming public figures. But anyway, so I digress. Back to your campaign. There's something that I've heard you say that it's really catchy, and I want you to tell us a little bit more about it. That's your 3 W's.
Oh, I like to say Well, I have four things, and then if I have time, I usually break it down further. But what I generally say anytime I meet somebody is that I'm fighting for affordable housing, better health care, cleaner habitats, and I'm all about helping our neighbors. But if I have the time, I'd go into, well, if you didn't catch all that, what I'm fighting for is workers, women, and weed. So those are the three big things that I'm fighting for. Working class people, basically, like I said before, anything that helps them is going to help everybody, the rich, the poor. The more that money gets spread around, the better off we're all going to be. Women, I'm all about fighting for women's rights. I believe women are equal to men. I believe that they should have the right to choose what they want to do with their own bodies. Excuse me. That whole thing, the IVF thing that they're fighting over now, it's another complication of Dobbs that they didn't think about. And now all of a sudden they have to figure out how to word that when it's as easy as every woman has a choice to what she wants to do with her own body. It's the thing that will fix our economy, and our problems are so simple. But a lot of the Republicans, the politicians, not the Republicans in general, but the Republican politicians are for one thing only. They're for the rich donors and how much money they can get from their rich donors. That's why they want to start all these culture wars. They want to make sure that you're not looking at the financial part. You're looking at that guy in the bathroom. They want you focused on that so they can keep robbing your pockets. You're looking at this whole argument with the women and the IVF and women getting abortions when that's always happened. Abortions have been outlawed before. Women still got abortions. They were just more dangerous when they could be safer now. And weed, the third one, I definitely want to make recreational marijuana legal. And not only that, I want to make sure that that money that we're spending on recreational weed is going towards the smaller communities and going towards small businesses rather than big businesses. Again, just spread the money around, just make sure more people have more things that they're able to access and get. We made a mistake with medical marijuana, letting that go to big companies. We need to make sure that those smaller companies are getting a fighting chance to access the market, basically, and have a say in it. Excuse me. One second.
Chris has got he's got a hearing aid in there too, so he's got a he's grappling with that. So I think that you're
Usually
right,
I have it
making
under control,
good.
but.
Yeah, making sure that the small businesses can access the market with the legalization of recreational marijuana, which hopefully will happen through referendum this fall. That will be on the ballot. Another good reason to get out and vote in November. And I think I like what you said when you're talking about how the culture wars have really been a distraction as you've been they, you know, the big corporate interests have been robbing your pocket. I think that's exactly what's been happening in Tallahassee. And I mean, and not to minimize what they've been doing. I mean, let's like we call it culture wars,
Absolutely.
and they know that, but these are like serious rollbacks to people's rights and the don't say gay and you know, trying to silence people, race trans people, the CRT stuff. I mean, but a lot of it has been very frivolous. Now, I'm also somebody who watches the other parts of the legislation, especially around environment, where a lot of developer interests are there. And so they've been rolling back individual municipal and county rights through preemptions and giving away parts of aquatic preserves, you know, to developers and things like that. So there's been a lot of stuff that's very hard to catch going on in Tallahassee while everybody's, you know, over here fighting for their rights. And it's very, very terrible. So we definitely need you in Tallahassee. So tell us and tell people how they can support you.
You can go to my webpage at www.christopher-proya.com, and Proya is spelled P like Peter, Roia. You can sign up there to be a volunteer. I believe there's a link where you can get well, where you can give donations relatively easily. And you can check me out on Facebook. I'm a Christopher Proya on Facebook. Pretty, I look like this. One of the few Christopher Proyas on there. So, and Big Mouth Media, like you said, Universal Basic Podcast. Check me out there. One of the things that I wanted to mention, when you said how frivolous some of the things are, the most obvious one to me is like the bottled water while people are waiting in line to vote. Like, why would you take that away? There's no other reason for you to take that away other than to be cruel and have us fighting over it. And again, it's another distraction.
Yep.
You know, and you said something else too about the environment. Oh, the preemptions. They're trying to say at the state level what we can do locally as far as protecting our environment. I was on another interview earlier today, another podcast about running for office, and I was telling him how every location in Florida has a different environment. You know, the way the north is different from the way the central is, and that's different from where we are down in the south. You know, we have the issues with the water from the Lake Okeechobee running down to Coosawhatchee. We have to make sure that that's getting cleaned up and stays clean. In the central, they have the stacks of gypsum that are just sitting around, giving people cancer, basically. And, you know, I'm not really sure up north, but I'm sure I'll figure it out once I win and get into the office. But we're going to make sure that our whole entire state is environmentally protected. We're going to make sure our workers are protected. And we're just going to make this state a great place to be.
That's great. That's great. So you're running against Jonathan Martin. He is a terrible character who's been very complicit in these frivolous things. His Confederate law, you know, monuments thing was his big bill that got killed after the white supremacists said the quiet part out loud. And I also want to point out that not only is Jonathan Martin a shill for far right politics, but he is also run by Terry Miller. Terry Miller is a lobbyist for Ballard Partners and specifically a lobbyist for development organizations. He's currently under scrutiny right now because he's the campaign manager for 4 of the 5 county commissioners here in Lee County. And he was lobbying them on behalf of his development clients. So you can basically expect the same thing from Jonathan Martin, that he is at the beck and call of these big development organizations, because his campaign manager too is also Terry Miller, and he is also in the pocket of the lobbyists and the corporate ties there. So I just want everybody to know that, because I am not going to stop saying this, that this is corruption, this is wrong, and this is exactly why we need to elect people like Chris Proya. So Chris, give us just a brief parting word.
Unstoppable. That's what we're going to be. This is whole entire election season. That's what we're going to be while we're in the office, and that's what we're going to continue to be. The left is just going to be unstoppable in bringing help and hope to the middle class, the working poor, and everybody. So that's my parting word.
Thank you so much. So go ahead and visit Chris Proya at Christopher Proya, Christopher-Proya.com. And thanks so much for joining us here at Dr. Cindy Speaks. I've been your host, Dr. Cindy Banier, with my guest today, Christopher Proya. And if you enjoyed this, we'd love to have you subscribe. You can go to the plans and pricing page at BigMouthMediaFL.com and get this and all of our wonderful episodes delivered directly to you. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Dr. Cindy Speaks. If you'd like to learn more about her, go to CindyBanier.com or connect with her directly at vote@CindyBanier.com. We love connecting with people.